Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
So today, it's got to be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day.
Today,
it's gonna be
a good day. It's a good day program. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our attorney, is going to talk with us about this situation from West Virginia where painkiller addicts can sue the doctors for getting them hooked on painkillers. So we'll figure out how that works. I have Jennifer Horn here with me, very proud of Jennifer. And then there's Rich McFadden, also proud of Rich. And Kenny, I'm proud of him. People ask me all the time. How,
what's it like to work with such talent?
Yes. Yeah. What are the attributes of a successful radio person? And I think the number one thing for me, anyway, is that I'm a curious sort. I like to ask questions, and I always have all my life. I've been asking how, why, where, when, to a point that makes people annoyed. But in terms of putting together a program, I dislike the word compelling because it gets used over. It's like the radio world, compelling content from all these phonies that wouldn't know compelling content if they fell over it. But, you know, you think about the show Friends, those six people, everybody liked them, right?
Right.
Yep. You think about Seinfeld and his group. They were all friends and we liked them. And so that's really kind of over the years what I've tried to do with this program is bring people who have good personalities, people that I like, people that I think you will like. And sometimes I've been more successful than others. But this group of people that I have with me now is really a strong group of folks from various for various reasons and various ways at various times. They have come into my life, and therefore they have come into your life. And I hope that you appreciate the fact that it's not easy to find people like this and put them all together. It isn't. It's just, well, I think part of it is
come up with bail.
Synchronicity. All right. Speaking of coming up with, how many of you are disappointed today because you had to go back to work rather than being able to quit and start living that lavish lifestyle by winning the Powerball jackpot? $1 billion. No grand prize.
Who's going to push the buttons on Monday after I hit this thing?
You're not going to leave.
I know. I wouldn't leave.
A lot of people
Even think you'd tell us if you
All right,
won.
So here's what happens.
You're right.
We spend a lot of time talking about how the Powerball, there's no winner. Well, there were winners. There were $1 million winners. There were $2 million winners. There was a, they paid out on Wednesday $65 million in various winners. And I got to be the first to tell you, I bought a Massachusetts cash. They have a daily lottery in Massachusetts. So I went in to buy the Powerball ticket to the Mega Millions the other day, and I saw this mass cash. I said, how does this work? Drawing every night, 100,000. You'll win tonight. So what did I do? I bought another ticket for a
month. Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Why not?
Yeah. But again, remember, there are other things you can do. What does it mean? I guess I would like a further explanation of the Megaplier or the Powerball number, because there are actually five numbers that you choose, and then you choose one more, is there more than one to choose? I've never really understood. The guy says to me, you want the Megaplier? I said, yeah, sure. I don't know what the Megaplier is.
Megaplier, for an extra dollar, you receive the Megaplier option, a feature to increase non-jackpot pot prizes by 2, 3, 4, or 5 times. The Megaplier number is selected by a random number generator.
So that doesn't affect the big pot. It just affects the smaller pot.
The little stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So how many of you use the computer? You let that, what do they call it?
Quick pick. Yes.
You do that?
I use one of them computers. Uh-huh.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. That's a slap in the face right there. I'm wondering.
You know, I thought they were going to go away, but now I suppose they're here to stay.
Will you stop it? I pick my own numbers. I use birth dates.
I pick my nose and my numbers.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. That wasn't funny.
Oh, come on.
The rest of it was good, but that wasn't. Anyway, the computer. Some people say the winners usually come from Quick Picks, although I've heard, and I think we had somebody here, Richie, we talked about it anyway, some guy who kept winning over and over again used the same number, and he won three or four times.
Yeah.
He just puts in the same number all the time.
And he's hit it pretty big, too.
I mean,
you know, he's hit for a couple of million, and then a couple of hundred thousand, and then hit again for like a million or something.
Yeah. Well, it is a scam in a way.
He's doomed to die a horrible death, plane crash or something like that. Yeah,
nice. Speaking of things that are scams, we have the nation's number one expert in scams, a fellow who has Scamicide.com website that helps many, many people around the country to avoid getting ripped off. He's also a lawyer and a college prof, and he's going to talk with us about this this group of doctors being sued. Is that an A-OK?
Are you hooked on painkillers? Do you want to sue your doctor?
Yeah, we'll find out how to do that in a moment here on Good Day.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. You might remember famously that Ronald Reagan was a huge fan of bee pollen and royal jelly. New research now shows that royal jelly is one of the most nutritionally complex foods on the planet and can help people quickly overcome conditions they may have been dealing with for years. Royal jelly is also regarded for its brain-boosting capabilities. This creamy substance, made by worker bees exclusively to nourish and develop the queen bee of the hive, allows the queen bee to grow 40% larger and live 40 times longer than the worker bee who produced it. For the queen bee, it's an extraordinary fountain of youth as well as highly nutritious food source.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Some of the worst when you get caught in a hailstorm or whatever and you're going down the interstate. That can get kind of nasty outside of Boulder, pretty high highway. You're above timberline. Not a smart thing to hide underneath a tree, but even if you want to get out of the hail, there's no trees to get underneath. It's tundra area.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minutes.
Paige Stewart, Durango, Colorado. Had a dresser at the time. Around March, figured I'd try to do some downhill skiing, strap my skis onto my motorcycle. And by the time I hit Val Pass, I was breaking through about 18 inches worth of snow on I-70. The plows hadn't been out because it was 2 o'clock in the morning. So other than the throttle freezing up a little bit, it was memorable.
American Biker Minutes, your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How different are you physically from your best friend? Well, let me put it this way. You got this human body which carries you through your daily life, and you probably got a few things you want to change, but a thing or two may have been changed without your knowledge. Here's the physical science of it.
Which is, needless to say, really
weird. First thing you learn in medical school is that the bodies just don't match the textbooks. In fact, there are over 10,000 regularly occurring anomalies. Extra fingers, toes, or an extra spleen here and there. And get this, did you know that 1 out of every 6 people has their organs reversed?
Well, nobody's perfect.
So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's proof positive that no two people are alike, but don't forget, as you relate to each other on a daily basis, we're physiologically more alike than we are different. Got a reverse body part? Let me hear about it. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, it's now 16 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is with us. He comes on board whenever we have questions about legal issues. Just for a moment, Steve, talk about the sorts of things that were new this year and what people have to guard themselves against starting in this new year, because these people are very creative, as we know.
Yeah, one of the worst is, you know, I think what Mark Twain said, the opposite of progress is Congress. And so Congress passed a law at the end of the year, didn't get a lot of play in the media, to allow private collection companies to collect income taxes on behalf of the IRS. So what this means is people will now legitimately be getting calls from collection companies collecting on behalf of the IRS. Now, for the last few years, we've been telling people, and hundreds of thousands of people have fallen for this scam of someone being called. They say they're from the IRS, and you got to pay immediately, or there's going to be some jail penalty or financial penalty. Well, now we always used to say, well, just you ignore them because the IRS will never call you. However, Congress decided against the IRS's wishes because this kind of a program has been done before, twice. It didn't work. It didn't bring in money, but they're doing it again, and it's going to make a lot of people susceptible to scams, as the scammers will also be calling saying that they're from the IRS and you got to pay. So the way around it is, no matter how legit it sounds, if you get a call, if you think there may be something to it, you contact the IRS, and good luck in getting a phone number because they don't answer their phone.
Right, exactly. All right, a couple of million Americans who are hooked on prescription painkillers may have some relief. Actually, last year, about 250, 260 million prescriptions written for painkillers. If you do the math, it's almost one for every American. It certainly would cover every American adult. So in West Virginia, they're trying to solve this problem, allowing addicts to sue the doctors who get them hooked. How much of a chance do they have at winning in this case?
You know, when you first listen to this, Doug, it sounds like it's something that's in the realm of the bizarre. But the more you look into it, and the more abuse that there is by physicians of just churning out drug prescriptions to people without really examining the people, monitoring the people, getting informed consent from these people, yeah, this is something that is going to be cracked down on, both to save people's lives and to save some money. So I do think there is some real legal basis to this. You know, it can obviously be done to the extreme, and not everyone who has become hooked on drugs is going to be able to successfully sue their physician, nor should they be able to be. On the other hand, there are physicians who are improperly diagnosing and prescribing these drugs, and what they're doing is medical malpractice, and they should be legally held responsible. So there'll be some of the outrageous stories on the sides of, gee, this poor doctor is getting sued by someone who, a patient that played the system, but there are going to be plenty of bad doctors who have been just hooking people on these drugs for money that are going to find themselves hooked in court.
West Virginia has the highest rate of overdose deaths in the country. And so
Could this go back to the pharmaceutical companies to get the doctors to try and push their drugs on these people?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I was thinking the same thing, kind of, Rich, when there have been some cases that are in their infancy against the gun manufacturers' companies, because what they do is they will flood certain states where it's real easy to get guns with more guns than those states can use, then knowing that there's going to be black marketing these guns up to other states. Well, yeah, I think there is going to be looked into some responsibility of the manner in which the drug manufacturers themselves are manufacturing so many, understanding that there really isn't a legitimate market for as many as they're pushing out. So it'll be a tougher case, but this is something that I think the federal government does have the stomach to do, and actually I applaud them for it.
All right, 30 seconds on the Oregon standoff legality.
Yeah, the legality part's easy. They don't have a right to be there, and a little forbearance to, wait them out is probably going to be the best thing. But there really should be some kind of examination of what kinds of uses of public land the public are able to do.
Because we paid for it. Thank you. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with an overview of some of the items of interest and import legally this week, 21 after the hour.